Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And walking in right now, one of the greatest New Jersey Devils in their history. And they're going to honor him this Saturday against the Islanders at home as they retire the number 26 into the rafters. A two-time Stanley Cup champion. The franchise leader in goals, assists, and points. Patrick Elias is with us in studio. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for being here. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, great to see you, Patrick. Congratulations on the great honor, and I'm just glad you're doing it against the Islanders and not the Rangers, for God's sake. But you see what the shirt I'm wearing here, Patrick?
Yeah, I see.
You see what that is? You see this? We're bringing this tonight against your Czech Republic team.
But you forgot, because I became a citizen about a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so
I got dual citizenship. Who do I cheer for?
Come on, you know you're rooting
for the Czech Republic.
True.
You won a bronze medal with them, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Right.
But I think one of those questions or one of those things was when I become a citizen, I have to give up loyalty to other countries. So I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing in this situation.
I know what you're doing.
You're rooting for Barton.
I get it.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
what
you're
doing.
But you're going down tonight, man. That's all I'm telling you.
Will you be upset when they lose tonight, the Czech Republic?
I would be, because so far they've been having great tournaments.
Yeah, they've actually been good. So are you upset? Are you upset with the fact that the NHL players are not playing in this?
I'm disappointed. Yeah. As a fan, obviously now I would love to watch the best players compete against each other there, and we know how the Olympics are special, not just for its specific sport, but for the environment, for the what it represents, what it means, and I think some of these guys that don't have a chance to experience that, it's a shame. But
don't you understand the financial ramifications for the NHL teams, their owners, their buildings, and things of that nature to shut it down for what? What does it take, like 15, 16 days to shut the whole thing down?
Yeah, a little bit longer than 2 weeks. So, like I said, I understand both sides. I understand also the fans that would love to watch.
Most
the best
players want
there.
To play, right? I mean,
yeah,
most
they
players,
do.
They want to be there. It's an honor to represent their country. They don't get to do it that much.
Well,
so, I mean, this is a big hit for them.
Because I had an idea, and I don't know if this makes sense for you, but think back to when you were a junior player and you played in the Junior World Championships.
Yeah.
Those games are pretty intense, and they're fun, and those kids are, 18 years old, and they're playing their asses off. Watching it this year, I was thinking to myself, why don't they just do every 4 years, make the junior championships part of the Olympics? Because it's kind of they play it the same way. And you'd have the best young players that every country has to offer. They're essentially all, amateurs.
Yeah.
And they play a very high brand of hockey. That was an awesome tournament this year. So why not make that a part of the Olympics?
Yeah, maybe that's now if this is going to be happening, that the professional players won't be going in. Maybe they'll think about different round, and that might be one of them. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, something to me that the young guys that are still representing their country, still playing a very high level, fast hockey, which we all seem to love these days.
Yeah.
I would think that would make a lot of sense. So that's just kind of an idea that I have. But so when you started hockey, and you ended up playing your entire career for the Devils, and you were a real pain in the neck, by the way. You always seem to come up with the big goals and everything else. Could you have ever imagined that someday that they were going to raise your number in your jersey into the rafters of where you played all your entire career?
Not at all. I said that before. When I was growing up, I had no knowledge about NHL. We had two channels watching on TV. There was no internet. There was no phone. So the first time I knew there is a different league was about when I was 16 years old, when I traveled the junior national team to Edmonton, and we went to watch the Oilers play. And from that point on, I started to follow a little bit, but still, not a chance of getting too much information all the way back. But once I got here, I realized, this is the best league, obviously, and this is where I wanted to be and compete. But for me, it was a matter of just taking a step by step, making it, making a name for myself in the minors first, learning the language, learning the hockey, and being part of the organization, and then make it to the NHL. And once I did, try to stay. And then from that point on, kind of making the steps, you know, that led me to be in one team for 18 years.
We're talking to Patrick Eliash in studio on Boomer and Geo. Now, I know most hockey guys are like, don't fuss about me. I'm out here. I'm playing hockey. I'm a hockey player. It's about the team. But this is an individual honor for you. Now, I know you had great teammates. You won two cups, but that's your number and your name that's going up there. What are those emotions when the focus is on you now? I mean, this is about you. This night is yours. I mean, is it almost a little bit uncomfortable because of your humble background?
Well, it is being, you know, I'm being honored for obviously what I've done. But as you said, you mentioned everybody that is part of it. And it's true. You know, we're playing a team sport. This is not an individual sport. So you have to have the support of your teammates and coaches and parents and family and friends. I'll be nervous. I'll be, you know, there's going to be a full house. I'm going to have to talk for a little longer period of a time.
You want to practice here? What are you going to say?
I've already tried yesterday with the fans. I had a get-together with the fan club for the Devils. So I tried, and I caught myself a few times. I'm like, hey, this is actually going to be part of my speech, so I got to stop, you know, talking to you guys.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a richly well-deserved honor. There's no question about that. I've been to a couple of the Ranger ceremonies. Yeah. And I mean, it's powerful. It's a way for a fan to, I think, stand up and really just recognize what you gave them and all the success and all the big goals, all the moments that will be etched in the memory of those fans. And look, I played for 14 years, didn't have nearly the success that you had. You'll have your Hall of Fame day too. That's in the very near future, I'm sure. But I just, you know, it's just one of those moments where all your family and friends that are around you, all the people that you've known in New Jersey since you've been here, I'm sure are all going to be there. I'm sure they're all really excited for you. And I just think it's just going to be an awesome night. I really do. And the fact that it's against the Islanders makes it even that more sweeter.
Yeah, right, of course. And speaking of the Islanders for a second, they got a guy in John Tavares who, of course, his contract is up. We're approaching the trade deadline. The Islanders want him to remain an Islander for the rest of his career. You're one of the rarities in pro sports. You played your entire career with one team. How important to you was that you weren't a guy that bounced around? You were loyal. The team was loyal to you. You were great for a long period of time. Was that something that was really important to you, or just sort of worked out that way?
Well, the loyalty part was, and the family part was always, thought with Lou being the manager, and he really emphasized on that. But it wasn't always the case. There were a time where I was really close of leaving the Devils, and Boomer won't be happy, but it was I almost became one of his team that he liked.
Yeah, no, let me just tell you, be glad that you didn't, because every time you get one of you guys, it just doesn't seem to work out.
Right, I know, exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. I don't know what's going on with Bobby Holik and Scotty Gomez and everybody else. Even if Martin Brodeur would have came over, he would have been like a sieve in front of our defense. It's brutal right now.
So at the end of the day, you know, looking back, obviously, after all these years, it's my biggest accomplishment in my career to do it all and play my whole career for one team. And John Tavares, you know, he's an unbelievable player. He's talented. You know, a great guy. He took me one time when we were together at the All-Star game. I had a plane go next day, obviously going on with some of my friends, and he took me on a private jet. He goes, "Hey, I got a private jet. You want to get home tonight?" I'm like, "Yeah, hell yeah!"
You know, it's
like, what a great guy. So I got on a plane with him, and the Yaroslav was awesome.
Let me ask you a question. If you were him, and I know, and it's hard to talk about somebody else's situation because you don't really truly understand what it means for him to put on the Islander jersey and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, he is a valuable commodity. If the Islanders really want to try to, you know, improve their team in the future, assuming that now they're going on this 8-game road trip, they may not make the playoffs. I mean, if you're Garth Snow and you're in that situation as GM, what do you do?
Yeah, that's a tough one because he is the franchise player.
Did Lou Lamoriello ever come to you like towards the end of it? I'm sure about this. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking you. Did he ever come to you towards the end of like a contract where they may have traded you, or they may have considered trading you? And did they ever ask you if you ever wanted to be traded, anything like that?
He never came to me and said, "Listen, you know, I'm thinking about doing this," or you know, or even obviously later on when I had the no trade clause,
right?
Never came to me that you know, if I was willing to you know, waive those. But I'm sure there were times where he thought about trading me, and you know, you hear rumors throughout a career, and but it never happened.
So for Gar Snow, I mean, like, is there a win-win here? Is there any way that, you know, or what is the best situation for somebody like Gar Snow? What kind of decision can he make to help the franchise? Because I would think, as the general manager, as Lou was the general manager for a long time for the Devils, it's all about the franchise. It's not really about the individual player, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think you got to have an honest communication with the player. You know, where the team is going, and on the other hand, where the player wants to be. You know, John Tavares is, as I said, is a tremendous hockey player, a great person, and I'm sure he wants to win. So that, I think my situation was a little different because I was so used to being in the playoffs, and when you are in the playoffs, you always get a chance to win and compete for a cup. So, and I won the cup already prior to that. So, you know, for him, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes the route of trying to go to the championship team and have the chance to...
Which is amazing, because that would mean off-season free agency,
right,
which he probably deserves to go and explore and see if there's somebody out there that's willing to give him a big contract. But at the end of the day, if they don't make the playoffs and they lose him, then they get nothing in return for him.
Those are tough decisions. Yeah. That's why it's good not to be a G-man.
Right. Patrick Elias in studio with us. How bad do the Rangers suck right now, Patrick? I mean, geez. Goaltender has no idea what he's doing, giving up goals left or right. He's getting yanked. Selling off the team. I mean, they're sending a letter to the fans, hey, be patient with us because we're trading away all your favorite players. That's a tough spot.
But I think Patrick would appreciate what he just said. At least the team is being honest with their players.
With the fans.
And they're saying to Rick Nash, hey, Rick, where would you like to be traded if we can trade you? Hey, Ryan McDonagh, are you willing to waive your no-trade clause? And if you are willing to waive it, who would you like to be traded? They're trying to do the right thing.
That's got to affect the room, though, doesn't it? I mean, you see a letter that they're going to basically trade away your buddies and your teammates. Doesn't that affect the room a little bit?
But I think the team, the room already knows the situation they're in. And they're kind of, you know, they're honest. And if you're honest with yourself, you know that this is going to be probably happening because they haven't performed to the way they wanted to and be in the playoffs. And if they were in the playoffs, then obviously this wouldn't be
an issue,
obviously. So... but I remember Brendan Shanahan said in one of his speeches, I think it was for a Hall of Fame, that he was in that situation when he went to Carolina and they were making the playoffs. And, you know, the GM came to him and asked him where he wants to go. He ended up in Detroit. So good things can, and he won there. So the good things can come out of it for both teams, because Carolina eventually got a good players and won the cup later on. He won the cup with the Detroit. So... You know, I think that when you're in that situation, you have players that you can get that are, you know, high commodity, you can improve the team.
Well, hopefully that would be the case for us.
It takes time sometimes.
It is, and it's hard. It's hard, you know, and I know the Devil fans have been through it. Now, the Devils, on the other hand, are surprisingly good, and they got a couple really talented young players, but this Taylor Hall basically has come out of nowhere.
Unreal.
You talk about a great trade for the Devils and acquiring a high-end, top-end talent who can skate like the wind to go along with Hischier now and also Jesper Bratt, and think about some of the young players this team has got, so the future's pretty good here.
Yeah, but I think that you ask, or if you go back a year, not everybody thought maybe it was that good of a trade, you know, because Adam Larson was become a better and better defenseman, and you know how hard the great defensemen are.
True.
You know, they're very valuable.
You got to give up something to get something, though.
Exactly.
Right?
But Taylor Hall was always a good hockey player, talented, you know, number one pick overall. But the way he's been playing, lights out this year, the team obviously wouldn't be where they're at right now without him, because he's a clutch. And I think it's unbelievable to see that he's making that extra step and to another level. And I'm so happy for him and for the organization.
We got this charity hockey game coming up on Friday, March 2nd. Mikey Strong charity hockey game. I haven't skated in 20 years. I'm not kidding you, 20 years. And Boomer's putting goalie equipment on me. I have to be
I know why. You're going to play against him probably. That's why. He wants to score some goals.
I'd like to.
I mean, all right, I'm out of shape. I am not really all that athletic. Haven't skated in 20 years. Goalie equipment. Give me one piece of advice so I don't embarrass myself when I get out there on the ice.
Just lay down. Some guys have a hard time to lift the puck up, so you'll catch everything that goes on the ice.
At the end of the day, I always thought Craig did a great job playing goalie, but then I figured it out. His guys weren't trying to score. They were actually trying to hit him with the puck.
It was the other way.
So hopefully that will be the break that you get.
Well,
listen, Patrick, congratulations on an unbelievable career. Have a great time Saturday night. You're well-deserving of the award that the Devils and the fans want to give you. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Yeah. And we'll see you on March 2nd. I know you'll be there, right?
Yeah, don't mess this speech up, man.
I don't know, because we might be heading back to Europe. I've moved back to Czech. So,
okay.
But I was part of it last year. It was a great event. It was awesome. And you guys are doing a great job at that.
All right. Appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you so
much. Thanks.
Patrick Elias, everybody.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.